You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, let me get you guys some gambling numbers, and then coming up in a little bit, we're going to be joined by Danny Parkins of FS1. They actually just announced that they are going to do First Things First coming up next Friday. They're going to do that at Power and Light in preparation for the Chiefs home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me give you the five most popular player props according to BetMGM. Number one is Saquon Barkley over under of 95.5 yards. Jahan Dotson's over under of 8.5 yards. I've seen that very, very popular. He has gone over on five of the last six times they have played the Cowboys. George Pickens over under is 53.5 yards. Jake Ferguson, 33.5 yards. And Dak Prescott over on passing yards, 45.5 yards. I'm guessing the logic behind that is pretty simple. The Cowboys are going to be losing, so they're going to need to throw a whole lot to give themselves an opportunity to get back into the game. I'll give you the five most popular anytime touchdown bets as well. Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, and George Pickens. Those are the numbers. Rob, is there a bet that you really like today? Both of the apps have no sweat bets, have a lot of profit boosts. Of course, they're trying to get you active for the first week of the season. I'm taking Jalen Hurts for a first touchdown. It feels like this season just begins with the tush push. There was so much controversy about it this offseason. They had thought about banning it. It almost came really close to being banned. It just feels like that's the way the NFL season starts off. I'm taking Jalen Hurts to score the first touchdown. That's actually my favorite bet of the night. What do you like?
So I actually have a little, not a super big parlay, but a small little parlay. I like the Eagles money line. Because by the way, 8.5 is way too big of a number. I think we are, listen, the Cowboys are not going to be good this year, but 8.5 is disrespectful for a team that has a good receiving core and is a solid team. So Eagles money line, and then I'm with you. There's a tush push touchdown, and then Saquon gets a touchdown. So I think first game of the season, anytime touchdown bets are kind of the play. You just don't know what you don't know. But so that's my quick parlay. Anytime Saquon, anytime Hurts, and then Eagles money line.
I think there's a couple of interesting storylines, whether it's a game point or a micro point, I guess, to this one individual game. I think people are underestimating the Cowboys from this one perspective. Whenever they've had a healthy version of Dak Prescott, they've been a pretty good and competitive team. I get it. They have had a rough last week in the Micah Parsons thing, which has really made the spread blow up. I believe it's at, 8.5 right now, if you want to take the number. I think the Cowboys just end up being more competitive than people think. It's hard to kind of blow teams out in the NFL, especially divisional opponents that know you as well as the Cowboys know the Eagles. The Eagles are the better team, no question. They're at home. I certainly understand why the public sentiment is on the Cowboys kind of getting the beat down today. But whenever Dak has been healthy and available, and if you look at the weapons that he has, I think the Cowboys end up keeping this game close. I think they end up making this game a little bit more competitive than maybe the score indicates. this to me feels like a 31-24 kind of game, and the Cowboys end up getting some points late that helps you cover, but the game maybe doesn't feel as close as the score indicates.
I mean, I feel very similar to you. I feel like the Cowboys will cover 8.5 with some garbage time, but this feels like a 31-24, and it's a, oh, if they get the onside kick type of energy, but the Eagles recover it, they kneel, and everyone celebrates the victory. But it's 31-17 with 3:18 to play, and the Cowboys go get an oh-by-the-way touchdown for CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens, which is basically just for gambling and fantasy football purposes because they're not getting the onside kick. So I feel like it's going to end up looking a lot closer than the actual game is on paper.
I am really curious to see what George Pickens looks like in that offense. I think the Cowboys have done a decent job in kind of giving Dak some more weapons. Now, I don't know why they didn't spend more of a resource in trying to figure out their running back situation. I feel like for the last couple of years, the Cowboys have just kind of thrown their hands up at running back. You can do that if you're certain teams. I don't really know why you would do that if you're the Cowboys with now an over 30-year-old Dak Prescott. I feel like they should have been more interested in trying to pair him with a pretty decent running back. Can't really do anything about it, but I mean, this is a legitimate 1-2 punch. And with Pickens, I think very important to note, the Cowboys haven't paid him yet. Now, I think some of the leverage is going to be on Pickens. Did you guys just trade a third-round pick for me to basically walk away after the end of the season? So I do think he can kind of finesse it in that aspect. But, I mean, if you're George Pickens, there has been no wide receiver that Mike Tomlin has given up on that we think that the Steelers made the wrong decision. They gave up on Antonio Brown at the right time. Chase Claypool, they gave up on him at the exact right time. Deontay Johnson. Like the Steelers kind of know something about these wide receivers. They just gave up on George Pickens and said, here, you take him. Here, we don't want to deal with them anymore. If you're him, you're still a young wide receiver. You haven't maybe taken that jump, but in this offense with Dak, you can put up an 1,100-yard season, put together a good season, kind of keep your head down, do your work, stay out of trouble, be a good teammate. That could line yourself up this offseason to go get paid. I'm really interested in seeing what George Pickens looks like in the Cowboys offense.
Do you think George Pickens is getting paid? Because, and now, maybe I am just a sucker for the reporting and the news and the hearsay and the things you hear about George Pickens behind the scenes. I wouldn't pay that guy. Now, maybe he goes out and balls out, and you're right. He has 1,200 yards. He's a star, and you don't really have a choice other than to pay him. But he feels like the kind of guy that's going to be very Hollywood Brown-ish. He'll have a solid year like he's had, and he'll get a one-year, 9.5, go-prove-it deal somewhere, and then hope to eventually get the Gabe Davis deal. I don't think the mega money's ever coming for Pickens. There's too much noise about the things that are behind the scenes. And by the way, this, it's not Dolphins level, but the Cowboys have a chance to be a little bit of a mess this year too.
For sure.
They have a coach that I don't trust. They have a loud wide receiver in Pickens. It's not exactly like CeeDee Lamb is just, you know, hey, company man all the time. If things go sideways combined with the past, I think Pickens has very little chance of getting paid this offseason.
Yeah, the reason I would disagree, man, is sports are just really, really weird. Like, if I told you a couple of years ago, hey, somebody's going to drop off big-time money to Calvin Ridley, you'd have told me you're crazy. Calvin Ridley had a lot of off the field. This thing happened. And Calvin Ridley signed a 4-year, $92 million deal. Now, I'm not saying that's what kind of contract George Pickens is going to get, but there is no denying that George Pickens can play football. Now, it's all those other things. Can he? I'm with you. But, I mean, these last 3 years, if you want to go the last 3 years, 52 catches for 800 yards, 63 catches for 1,100 yards, 60 catches for 900 yards last season, and he's 24 years old. I'm sorry, that guy in free agency, if he puts up 1,000 yards this season, that guy ain't getting 1 year, $7 million next season.
Yeah, but
someone's going to take the chance on George Pickens if he balls out this season.
To be fair,
they always do.
You would have told me a year ago, hey, George Pickens is going to have 900 yards this year based on what he's already done, and he's going to get traded for. You wouldn't have said a third round pick. You would have said George Pickens, based on the pure stats alone, based on the computer box singularly, you would have said, oh, if they're going to trade George Pickens, maybe they're getting a second, maybe they're getting a late first. They're definitely doing better than a third. That's all they got for George Pickens. I think the league views him based on the behind-the-scenes reporting and sense we get of him, because a player with those stats, should A, not be traded, you would keep that guy, and B, if you do trade him, you should get, maybe not a king's ransom, but you shouldn't get what feels like 85 cents on the dollar for his talent. There's something that the league knows about George Pickens that is holding him back. Now, if he has no problems this year and dominates, maybe it's different, but if the stories of George Pickens keep being the story of George Pickens, I think he's getting a Hollywood Brown type of deal.
You play fantasy football. This is a Saquon question / fantasy football question. Is there a running back that's near the top that you are fading this year? Because some of it's injury. Some of it is just the circumstances that happen in football. There is going to be a running back that went in the first round of you guys' fantasy draft that ends up being a complete bust, right? That happens every single year. Last year, you took Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey did absolutely nothing for you. A couple years ago, Todd Gurley was that player. I mean, there's definitely been some times that you thought that Saquon Barkley was that player where you're like, oh, hey, Saquon's going to bounce back, and he doesn't end up bouncing back. Is there a running back at the top of this year's draft class that you had to fade just because you just didn't have a good feel, thought could possibly go wrong?
Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley last year was historic. By the way, Derrick Henry, too. It's both of them. And it's not that I think they're going to be bad. I don't want to say Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley are going to be bad. It's just they had historic seasons in 2024. Like, they both had years where, you know, if running backs were allowed to win MVP, they would have been in the discussion, but they're not allowed, and that's a good rule. But you can't replicate that. It's just too difficult. This isn't, you know, 1997 where you're Emmitt Smith and you can do it in back-to-back years. You can't really go in the modern NFL historic season, back-to-back at running back. So I faded Saquon and I faded Derrick Henry early, but that's largely because the expectations based on last year were too lofty in my thoughts.
I will say this about Derrick Henry. The Derrick Henry thing is starting to kind of feel like when people keep picking against the Chiefs, or when you keep picking against KU in the Big 12. I feel like people have been doing that for Derrick Henry for like the last five consecutive seasons. Like, I feel like they've been doing this. Man, Derrick Henry's been doing this at a really high level for a really, really long time. Like, he is a future first ballot Hall. Like, he is the best running back of his generation. So, like, yeah, eventually, yeah, this thing is probably going to fall through. Last season, Derrick Henry had 1,900 yards and 16 touchdowns last season. He was just absolutely phenomenal. And in that system where you got to be really worried about Lamar's ability to run, you got Derrick Henry on the other side. If it's not based on an injury, I don't really know how Derrick Henry doesn't have a great season. Coming up in just a bit, Danny and I argue about how good he thinks Justin Herbert is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Happy right now to be joined by one of the hosts of First Things First, my dear friend, Danny Parkins. But that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, C-Dot. Football's back. What's up, man?
I hadn't heard from you in months. You're a little bit big time now. And then I get a what happened on the Kiss Cam. That's how I knew you needed to come on the show.
Well, you know, seeing you take a public L is one of my favorite things in life. And so it just blessed my timeline seeing you get rejected so publicly. It was really glorious, and I just want to thank you for it. You know, you're like the king of shooting your shot, but you just miss a lot. You're a bit of a chucker.
You know what? You can call me the Justin Herbert of this thing. That's why I'm as happy to have you on the show.
Danny, oh, what a transition.
You know
what
I love you to death. You're one of my favorite people. I've had to publicly call you out. I've called you out on here. I've called you out on Sirius. I had to do this. How are you so lost when it comes to Justin Herbert? He has zero playoff wins and is 28 years old. We cannot keep talking about potential with Justin Herbert when you're 2 years into your second contract and you have nothing to show for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who has the most passing yards of any player through the first 5 years of their NFL career? That would be Justin Herbert. More than Patrick Mahomes, more than Peyton Manning, more than Drew Brees, more than Tom Brady, more than any player you would want. Hey, I'm sorry, is wins a quarterback stat now? I didn't know that was the rudimentary level of analysis that has happened here. So I have eyes, Carrington. I can watch the game, and I can tell you that guy's good. A general manager's job is to scout an individual player within the concept of a team game. So if a guy drives you down into game-winning field goal position, and then your kicker misses the kick, the loss goes on the quarterback's record, and the quarterback is the worst player? That just doesn't make any sense. Four interceptions in the playoff game against the Texans. He was objectively bad. Two of them were off his guy's hands, but still, he was not good. Interior of offensive line was terrible and injured. The pass rush really got to the entire team. That was a bad game. The other playoff game, he was amazing in the first half, was okay in the second half, and the Jaguars mounted an unbelievable comeback. He's had Anthony Lynn and Brandon Staley, and now he has Jim Harbaugh, who every time Jim Harbaugh coaches in the NFL, he wins 11 or more games. And it's year two. They drafted Hampton. They drafted Harris, so two more, you know, top draft picks on the offensive side of the ball. The Slater injury is brutal, but I think Justin Herbert's right on schedule to be great.
I call what he has done so far empty calories. If Justin Herbert surprised announced that he is going to retire like Andrew Luck, there is not a single thing from his career that we would talk about. He has not done anything lasting or memorable. I'll give you an NBA comparison. It's been a while since we've done this. He is LaMelo Ball. He puts up really good numbers. He has good TikToks and good reels and good highlights, but he has never played in a game that's meaningful. He has never done anything that we are going to remember in his career. And then I look at all of his
career contemporaries. Career isn't over.
He's been in the league for six complete seasons. We're not talking about a guy who's in year one, year two. We're talking about a guy who has finished out his entire rookie deal, signed a contract that paid him $260 million, and the same thing continues to happen.
If you were – okay. So if we're doing hypotheticals and cross-sport comparisons and all of that.
Let's do it.
Let's just make every player in the league a free agent. Let's just, like, your age, your contract sticks with you, but just every player is available. And 32 general managers, we're doing a fantasy draft, and it's a snake draft, randomize the draft order. And you've got to draft your team. You agree that quarterbacks are probably the first, what, like 15 picks of this draft?
Yeah, for sure.
Somewhere around, right? Okay. Mahomes, one. Allen, two. Lamar, three or four. Burrow, three or four. You're on the clock with the fifth pick. Jaden Daniels? Okay, fine. I'll give you Jaden Daniels. with the sixth pick in the draft, Carrington Harrison selects.
I'd rather have Jalen Hurts to have Justin Herbert. I know where this
You're
is headed.
You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. No.
I'd rather have Jared Goff than have Justin Herbert if we're going to continue this game.
You're crazy. You're just Jalen Hurts was 22nd in the league in pass attempts last year. He had 18 passing touchdowns. When he threw for more than 30 pass attempts in a game, his team was 3-2. They asked him to do that exactly zero times in the postseason. He's like, he's great. He's clutch. He's a gamer. He's a leader. He's a quote unquote winner. Are you telling me that if Justin Herbert was on Philadelphia, they would win fewer games? Like, based on what? Justin Herbert threw over 500 passes last year and had 3 interceptions.
And then in the playoff, he had 4 interceptions, which, say what you want about Jalen Hurts, when asked to make plays in the postseason, I've seen him play in 2 Super Bowls. You can argue that he has outplayed Patrick Mahomes from a number standpoint in both of those games. My issues, I guess, with Justin Herbert, it's not in October. If you were telling about a week 7 game against the Dolphins, Justin Herbert is one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the league. He's going to throw for 370 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's going to help you win your fantasy
league. We've seen him play in 2 playoff games.
And they lost in spectacular fashion because of their quarterback. Because of who their quarterback was.
They lost the Jaguars game because of Justin Herbert. I do not believe they lost the Jaguars game because of Justin Herbert.
Okay.
If you want to say they lost the Texans game partially or mostly because of Justin Herbert, fine. The guy had 4 turnovers. It was a bad day to have the worst game of his career. The offensive line was terrible, and 2 of those interceptions were off his guy's hands. I'm not defending how he played in that game against the Texans, but I'm not going to do this minimal sample size analysis, because by that metric, Lamar Jackson would stink after his first 2 playoff games also. Like, it's 2 games. You have to be on a good franchise with a good coach, with good teams, with teammates who stay healthy, and all of the things that come with it. And so I refuse to believe. And by the way, you gave me Jaden Daniels, Jared Goff, and Jalen Hurts.
I could have kept going.
You could? Really? Really?
I'm here to tell you, Danny, I am completely out on Justin Herbert. I am. We did this yesterday because I knew you were coming on the show. If you go back the last 10 drafts, quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round that don't have a playoff win, we're talking about Jameis Winston, Sam Darnold, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa. So to me, you can't be on that list with Tua and Sam Darnold and then tell me that you're right below a Mahomes, Allen. I really think of all the quarterbacks under the age of 30, I think he's the least accomplished quarterback of all of them. If we go from college accomplishments, if we go to NFL accomplishments, he has done nothing so far in his career except put up really good numbers and live off the potential that there is something more. But again, it's just empty buckets. It's just empty calories. It is just numbers that don't lead anywhere.
Ask Brett Veach where he has him ranked, because what we're talking about is 2 different things. You're talking about what he has accomplished, which is a team thing in football more than any other sport. I'm not going to sit here and dispute that Justin Herbert has not accomplished enough in terms of winning in the playoffs on the football field. How can I? He has 0 career postseason wins. But when The Athletic puts out the poll of the 50 coaches and executives and they rank the quarterbacks, or ESPN with Jeremy Fowler puts out the poll with 70 coaches, GMs, and scouts, and they rank all of the position groups, how come Justin Herbert finishes 5th or 6th on both of those lists?
I think this happens in the draft. If you want me to go real philosophical and real deep, I think the NFL and scout evaluators love 6'5 white quarterbacks. That's why Mitch Trubisky, even as an average college player, can go ahead of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. He looks the part. I think Justin Herbert looks the part. You look at him, and he's a strapping. He's got this flowing hair, big, strong, physical. You think there's more there than what's actually there.
Well, then why isn't Trevor Lawrence ranked that high?
You guys did the same thing, which I told you from the beginning that Trevor Lawrence was fake. I've been saying this, and you know this, Danny. I've been saying this for 5, 6 years. Hey, that guy's not as good as you guys think he is.
But Trevor Lawrence, but I'm talking about the professional evaluators. We're just two guys yelling into phones. The professional evaluators do not rank Trevor Lawrence where they rank Justin Herbert. If you're going to bring up like white quarterback with good hair, like Trevor Lawrence leads the NFL in fumbles since he's been in the NFL.
He's the worst version of Justin Herbert. You're right. Like Herbert's the good version of what we're talking about. Trevor Lawrence, he's not even the always save. He's not even the Aldi version. He's a true scammer. We have thrown
But he has a playoff win.
No, he doesn't have a playoff win.
All that matters is that he has a playoff win.
We have been selling this Trevor Lawrence generational talent since he was a freshman and he beat Alabama. Yet despite since then, he has done nothing generational. I at least admit with Justin Herbert, if you don't watch the games and just do the eye test and you were just looking at the numbers, like, oh, man, hey, this guy throw 30 touchdown passes, 4,500 yards, 67 completion percentage. Yes, he certainly looks the part. But to me, greatness is defined as a quarterback when you've got the ball down four, your team has to go down the field, or greatness is defined by January about your
Josh Allen isn't great then, right? Because he didn't drive down the field against the Chiefs last year in the playoff game. Josh Allen not great?
He is great. I don't know why people are considering him to be the best quarterback in the league because he's never come through in that moment. So there is just a ceiling on where I personally am going to rank him because of that.
So your list of best quarterbacks in the NFL right now clearly would have to be Mahomes 1, Rodgers 2, Stafford 3, right?
No, I don't have Rodgers that high because Rodgers did that back when we were still watching DVDs. I have Patrick Mahomes 1. I mean, I agree that Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in the league, but to me, and I guess what my argument was with Bill Simmons, and I think a lot of other people, so it's not like this was a unique argument that only I had, is like, you've never taken the belt away from Mahomes. You've had two seasons where your team had the ball with less than five minutes to go.
Of course.
So, yeah, so I would rank it Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4, and I honestly would put a healthy Matthew Stafford 5. I think Matthew Stafford, when healthy, I think he's the best of the rest quarterbacks.
Yeah, Stafford's amazing, and he's gotten it done. But if we were doing the starting the team thing, obviously he would not be.
He old. Yeah, he's way too old for this conversation.
Yeah, because he's 37 years old. The idea that I could watch Justin Herbert play football and know the circumstances of Anthony Lynn and the injuries that have befallen his teammates and the situations that they've all been dropped in, like, they're not all created equal. Every player doesn't get to sit behind Alex Smith and have Andy Reid call the plays and look out to his left and there's Tyreek Hill and to his right there's Travis Kelce. Like, not every player gets dropped into that situation. It doesn't take anything away from Mahomes' greatness. He was 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns at 23 years old. Like, Mahomes is obviously one of one, right? But, like, I would have loved, in this alternate universe of like unanswerable hypotheticals, which is the basis of sports talk radio, I have a hard time believing that Howie Roseman wouldn't trade Jalen Hurts for Justin Herbert straight up if given the opportunity. Like, because I know in my soul that he is a better football player than Jalen Hurts. And you're like, well, he's one more. But Jalen Hurts has a better offensive line, better receivers, a better running back, a better defense, and a better general manager. Like, all of those things are on Hurts' side of the argument, and then Justin Herbert is just the more talented football player.
You know what? I can't wait for you to do this same thing in about 3 years with Caleb Williams. It's going to be really great. I'm telling you right now, Caleb better win this season because there is no team that has put more around their quarterback than him, and if they miss the playoffs, all of the criticism will be on him.
Yeah, no, I know. For all the quarterback wins evaluators, yeah, that's true. I think that the division and the schedule is brutal. I think they're going to make the playoffs barely, but Caleb's good. Caleb's going to be just fine. I'm not concerned.
That is Danny Parkins. He's one of the hosts on First Things First, rising television star and friend of the show. Danny, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for popping on today.
No problem. Go Chiefs.
Absolutely. That is our guy, Danny Parkins, joining us on the show. It felt good to just get back in the groove of just arguing about things. No better person to call up to have on the show and argue about things. I genuinely believe that the text line's quite. I think that the league, I think they get enamored with people that look the part, and it happens just about every other draft. Daniel Jones, Mitch Trubisky. I think there is a certain type, and I think they get enamored with it. I'll never, ever forget this. Rob, you remember Zach Wilson's pro day? Remember he made that one throw? You know what I'm talking about? That's when they were calling it the Mahomes throw, where he was rolling out to his left. And I remember right then, I was like, oh, the Jets are going to take him number two overall. He just looked the part of what you think your franchise quarterback should be. I think that's what's happened with Justin Herbert. The numbers are undeniable. Like you cannot question the numbers. If you're still putting him in those top five conversations, it's just not based in anything to me. It's just based off of what you think he should be and not evaluating what we've gotten so far in his career. Coming up at the top of the hour, speaking of Justin Herbert, we are going to head to Brazil and be joined by the Chargers beat writer. Let's get back to the Chiefs. Here's Isaiah Pacheco.
For me, I'm on a revenge tour. If you know what revenge means, you know what a tour is. I'm on a revenge tour.
What does a revenge tour look like for Isaiah Pacheco? What does that look like? Because I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to bounce back. I've never wavered on Isaiah Pacheco. Not a healthy version of Pacheco. I mean, I wavered at the end of last year just because I didn't think he was healthy and I just didn't think that he was the best option for I didn't think he was the best option for the team. But if you're telling me that Isaiah Pacheco is healthy and going to bounce back, I don't really know why he wouldn't bounce back to what he was before the injury. His rookie season, he had 830 yards. His second year, he had 935 yards. Now, last season, again, it's a lost year for me. I'm not holding last year against Isaiah Pacheco. A revenge tour to me for Isaiah Pacheco is him just quite simply bouncing back to what he was. Can you get 180 to 200 carries from Isaiah Pacheco? Can he get you somewhere between 850 and 900 yards? If he does that this season, you know what? I think that's a really productive year. That's a running back that is worthy of a second contract. I think wherever Isaiah Pacheco signs, whether he's back in Kansas City, whether you go somewhere else, he's a really good number two. I don't think that Isaiah Pacheco should be your number one running back, but if you spend a draft pick, if you do what Denver has done, if you go get R.J. Harvey and then you got the J.K. Dobbins, Isaiah Pacheco type, I think you did more than enough in your running back room. That's the kind of deal that I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to get regardless of what team he plays for next year. I am excited to see what Isaiah Pacheco revenge tour looks like this season.
Despite my hate of running back, the position in general, I'm very bullish on Pacheco in 2025. I feel like Chiefs fans kind of forgot about him. Like, he got hurt, and they picked up the new shiny toy that was the old shiny toy in Kareem Hunt. And maybe I'm using a few people in the text line as a, you know, straw man argument. But there was this thought last year that Pacheco shouldn't carry the ball, and it should be all Kareem Hunt all the time, and Kareem's back, this, that, and the other. When healthy, at this juncture in their career, Isaiah Pacheco is a better running back than Kareem Hunt. So if he calls revenge tour being a 900, 1,000-yard back again, which he basically was in 2022 and 2023 when he was healthier than 2024, then yeah, sign me up. I am buying Isaiah Pacheco stock. I think fans were too quick to put him away. I remember last in the text on the playoffs, they're wasting carries to Isaiah Pacheco, hands it off, gets it 1 yard. Well, yeah, because he was hurt. He broke his, fibula last year? That's a major injury that he rushed back from. You now have a proper offseason, weight program, the whole deal. I think Isaiah Pacheco, if he wants to call it a revenge tour, cool. I don't know why it's revenge. It's not like he can avenge the injury, but that's not here nor there. I think he is going to be a really important part of the Chiefs' offense in 2025.
I mean, I do think I'm looking at the revenge tour aspect, and I get the point that you're making. A lot of people did kind of turn on Isaiah Pacheco toward the end of the season. I'm with you. A lot of, at least my commentary on Isaiah Pacheco, was strictly from an injury perspective. But we could go back to the text line. At the beginning of this offseason, a lot of people were just walk away from Isaiah Pacheco. Just cut him. You already got your running back. I don't know how you can make the argument that you think Kareem Hunt's a better running back than Isaiah Pacheco. Like, that's just not, it's not based in any, there's no stat. There's nothing you can do to convince me that Kareem Hunt is a better running back than a healthy version of Isaiah Pacheco. So if he is healthy heading into the season, I think he is clearly your number one option and should be used as your number one option. Now, I think there is sort of a ceiling on what kind of season Pacheco is going to have. I don't think he's having 1,200 yards this year. I don't think he's one of those kind of backs. I think we know what kind of back he is. I think he is a 190 carries, 865 yards, 5 touchdowns, can catch the ball out of the backfield, tough as nails, tough runner, great energy, great teammate. I think you know exactly what Isaiah Pacheco is. And for the amount that you're paying him, for the resources that you have into him, you're getting excellent value out of that player. That's good for this year. You need him to be that. But I think the Chiefs are in almost the exact same situation this year that they were in last year. If something happens to Pacheco and he is out for an extended amount of time, I think the depth in that room is very, very thin. I don't think Breshard Smith is getting a lot of carries this year. I think they're using him as that Jerick McKinnon, Samaje Perine, catch the ball out of the backfield type. That guy just usually doesn't get a lot of carries in your offense. I think Elijah Mitchell could be cooked. Like I think we could be talking about a Ronald Jones. He's just not really a factor in the offense this season. And Kareem Hunt, I think you know what he is. He's good in burst. He's a good short yardage back, but that's not a guy that you're trusting to get 15 or more carries on a game-in, game-out basis. If this offense is going to hit its potential, and they've talked a lot about getting back to being a top 10 offense and being able to scare teams down the field, man, part of that is just being balanced, and part of that is teams have to respect that you can also run the ball and that you can control the line of scrimmage. I don't think they had all the pieces and infrastructure to do that last year. I do think they have that this season with Pacheco and possibly a better offensive line.
Right now, if I said Isaiah Pacheco is going to have 200-ish carries for 900 yards, averaging around 4.5 yards per carry, you would take that in a heartbeat, right, from Isaiah Pacheco. 200-some-odd carries, 900 yards. That's basically what J.K. Dobbins was last year for the Chargers. You would absolutely take Isaiah Pacheco turning into a J.K. Dobbins type. Yeah, if you're the Chargers, you probably look for another, like, pure number one type of guy. I know those people. Dobbins is a little bit of a journeyman, but 5 yards per carry at 200 carries and 900 yards from Pacheco is an absolute win from the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what I expect him to be, if not better, in 2025. And you know what? You're right. Maybe his revenge tour is, maybe he can see the text line. I just don't know it, because I think when he talks revenge tour, it's these texts that are telling us that Kareem Hunt is just better than Isaiah Pacheco and it's not close, which is just not based in reality.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I'm being serious. I know reasonable minds can disagree. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. There is no argument you can make to me that Kareem Hunt is a better running back than Isaiah Pacheco. Not a single one. There's not one you could cobble together that would get me to be on your side of the argument. There's not one good point I think you could make that could convince me that that's the case. I know the text line thinks that I'm down on Kareem Hunt. I'm really not. I think Kareem Hunt is a capable third down back. And if that's how you use Kareem Hunt, it's third and three, you give him the ball, I think we have seen he can more than carry that burden. I think that's it. I think that's all that he is. I don't think he's a home run hitter. I don't think he's a guy that you can consistently count on to do a lot with the 15 to 20 carries. I think that's what Isaiah Pacheco is. I don't want to oversell what I think Pacheco is. I've told you. I think he's a guy that if you give him 185 carries this season, I think he gets almost 900 yards. I think he's a really productive, explosive, can be a home run hitter if you need him to be. And again, for the amount of money that you're paying, the resource that you got tied into him, I think that's a fine expectation of what he can be. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by the beat writer for the Los Angeles Chargers. We're going to head down to Brazil, getting you ready for week one of the NFL season. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to head to Brazil and be joined by the beat writer that covers the Los Angeles Chargers. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, one of my favorite segments of the year. Sean Barber is going to join us in studio coming up in exactly 1 hour, and we will make our official playoff predictions. I will tell you who I think is winning every division in the National Football League. Also, who I think the wildcard teams are going to be. Sean Barber will also do that. Rob will also do that. And we'll see who is right or wrong at the end of the season. So coming up in a little bit, we're going to take a trip to Brazil. We were just talking about Isaiah Pacheco, who said that he is on a revenge tour this season.
For me, I'm on a revenge tour. If you know what revenge means, you know what a tour is. I'm on a revenge tour.
That is Isaiah, but I do know what both of those things mean. Thank you, Isaiah, for
saying, he's speaking with the Brazilian media. It's possible, the translation.
I get it. The way you broke it down. Like, no, we got it. I'm hopeful for Isaiah Pacheco. I know that I've been hard on the running back room this offseason. I still maintain that they didn't do enough to kind of elevate the ceiling of the running back room. But we're now here, and I think the Chiefs have pretty clearly shown you they think the old Isaiah Pacheco is coming back. That is the only way that their offseason makes sense to me in that running back room, is if they think that the old Isaiah Pacheco is coming back. And if they get that version of Pacheco, they're fine at running back. I mean, they're not great at running back. This isn't the best running back room in the league or in the division. But if you're telling me that your leading running back gets 900 yards like Isaiah Pacheco got the last time that they won the Super Bowl, you can absolutely live with that being your number one running back. And that's what I think the Chiefs are banking on him getting back to being that kind of player.
And I think he will. He is that kind of player. Like, I think outside of last season, Isaiah Pacheco has shown he is a perfectly fine NFL running back. You can do better than him, but for the resources it costs, you are very happy if he's your every down back. And when healthy, he is that 185 to 200 carry, 850 to 900 yards a game type of running back, which is all the Chiefs need. The Chiefs have the best quarterback in the NFL. They don't need Derrick Henry behind him. They need Pacheco to get back to being Pacheco. We talked about it last segment. It's just astonishing to me how few people on the text line believe he can get back to that, or that he's somehow the lesser running back on the team.
Coming up in a little bit, we're going to head to Brazil to learn a little bit more about the Chargers as we get ready for their matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs coming up in just a little bit. We talked about this a little bit earlier. We'll get back to week one of the NFL season. We were going through some of the bets that people have placed on this game. Let me give you the top five bets on DraftKings for tonight's game.
Rob, these are the five most popular bets on DraftKings for tonight's matchup. Jalen Hurts to throw at least one touchdown. Saquon Barkley over 100 yards. Barkley over 80 yards. CeeDee Lamb over 60 yards. And Jalen Hurts to run for at least 25 yards. Those have been the most popular bets. I assume a lot of people are throwing that into their parlays today to get things going. Can you tell us again, what's the parlay that you made for later today? And what are the odds on that parlay?
Let me look up the odds real quick because I don't have that readily available.
I want to try to help people out today if we can help them.
Got
to
make a little money tonight for the people. So I will say, whatever your favorite sports book is, if it's one of the main two, they are doing no sweats tonight. So play a no sweat.
You got to take a swing on a no sweat for sure.
Got to take a swing. There's literally no sweat, no harm, no foul. So here is my bet tonight for my parlay for Eagles and Cowboys. Is it the biggest swing in the world? No, but it's definitely a swing. I got anytime Barkley touchdown, anytime Jalen Hurts touchdown, Eagles in the money line, plus 206. If I miss, I miss. I get my bet back. If I hit, double up. It feels good to win early in the season. So, yeah, two anytime touchdowns, a tush push, a Barkley one, and the Eagles to win as they unveil their banner. That's what I have tonight on one of the betting sites.
I saw this story. Let's talk a little college football. I saw this story that Bill Belichick has banned certain teams from being able to attend their team's practices. Bill, I'm here to tell you right now that you're worried about the wrong things. This doesn't make any sense. Why is a college football coach banning Patriot scouts from attending his college team's practice? He also has banned teams from the Denver Broncos from the facilities during their practices. Bill, these are these kids' opportunity to go to the next level, and you're stopping NFL teams from coming in to watch your team's practices? This is standard. I get why maybe you would feel a way about the Patriots. What reason does Bill have to feel about the Denver Broncos? Just doesn't make any sense. The more and more that we hear about this, the more and more that we talk about this, it just, I don't know if this North Carolina thing is going to work, man. This feels like a 4-8. He walks away at the end of the season because of health reasons. Like, I can't honestly see this going any other way. It's just been too much nonsense and noise. And anytime you add all of those things together and you throw them in a pot, it usually ends up like this. It just ends up being a real disappointing year. And that's a team that just ends up just riding off into the sunset. I mean, it has just been, it's been a whole lot of nonsense, if you ask me, about this team. I want to play this audio for you guys before we go to Brazil. Patrick and Travis having a little fun as we get ready for week one.
We got the game plan in before we headed this way, and now we're just kind of fine-tuning things. And so we've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. it was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there.
You had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was. it's an exciting time. You know, you get to hang out around the guys and the team, and you know, this is something that we'll all remember. So you're just kind of in the moment and excited to play some football tomorrow, but enjoying the process and, you know, experiencing new things with the guys.
That was Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as they were meeting the media. Chris Jones then came in and was holding the camera for one of the people. This is what superstar teams do. This is what they look like. You remember in The Last Dance, the Bulls took that trip over to Paris, and Mike was just doing all of these different things. This is what a superstar team looks like. This is how your superstar players interact when they go outside of the country. This is a really big deal that the NFL is playing this game. It is a really big deal that the NFL is sending the face of the league in Patrick Mahomes and maybe the most popular player in Travis Kelce overseas to play in this game. They're going to act like rock stars. They're going to be treated like rock stars because that's what they are. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to head to Brazil to learn more about the Chargers. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.